Proclamation number 3409 of 18th of January, 1945. State of life. Activity. Serve. In the night of death, God's love is no longer effective on the being, i.e., its distance from God makes the being insensitive to it, and therefore its state is an extremely agonizing one which can only be lifted, i.e., alleviated, when the being strives towards God again through its will. Only then does it slowly begin to return from the completely powerless state into the state of life in which God's love can again have an effect on the beingness. The being never stands outside of God's love, but as long as it tries to withdraw itself from His love, it is also ineffective on it. But He constantly tries to persuade it to switch itself back into the circuit of divine love, and since it is initially too weak-willed or even has an opposing will, He binds this will insofar as that it is completely incapable of carrying it out. But since the being's freedom of will is its original nature, it seeks to escape this banished state, and after endless times it declares itself willing to subordinate itself to God's will and thus to become active in accordance with His legislation, which underlies creation. And then this activity is assigned to it. It is granted a relaxed envelopment in which it can now carry out what corresponds to God's will. It cannot act against it because it is in a state of compulsion. It is completely subject to God's will, but through its willingness it has acquired the right to fulfill a task in the midst of creation which will always be a serving one towards another work of creation. But since it needs strength for every activity and therefore now also has it at its disposal, it has made itself receptive again through its will for God's strength of love. It can become effective on the beingness, even if it is unrecognized by the beingness itself in its darkness. The recognition of what the influx of the strength of love means for the beingness is only possible for the beingness in the state of free will, which can now step out of the darkness of the spirit into the brightest light embodied as a human being if it uses its free will correctly. The being's ascent development is only possible from the moment God's strength of love can take effect, and this effectiveness first requires the abandonment of resistance against God. Even if the being is too weak to strive towards God, the lack of will is nevertheless no longer open resistance against God, and the weakness of will can be remedied through the loving care of the perfect beingness, which constantly tries to move it towards God-turned thinking, as well as through the prayer of people on earth for all weak spiritual beings still languishing under the spell of matter. If the beingness is willing to serve, then it has overcome its weakness of will and progresses in its ascent development. And if, in the stage as a human being, service in love is the result of its free will, then God's strength of love will be fully effective in it, then the human being will have entered the state of life from the state of death. It will constantly receive strength from God. It will reduce its distance from Him and be constantly active in love. As a free, self-aware being, it will act according to its own will and yet be subject to divine will, for since it is permeated by God's strength, which is love in itself, its entire being must also be love, and this is the effect of divine strength of love, that the being which does not close itself off to His strength of love also becomes love. This is the state of life, of unity with God and of bliss, because the being feels the strength of love as highest happiness, as closeness to God and desire for constant activity. Amen.